Occupy Wall Street activist Cecily McMillan was sentenced to 90 days at Rikers Prison with 5 years probation on Monday. She was convicted of deliberately elbowing an NYPD officer, Grant Lee Bovell, in the eye in March 2012 during a gathering that marked the 6 months since Occupy Wall Street began. The elbowing, a result of the officer grabbing McMillan's breast, leaving bruises. McMillan's support team issued a statement which said there's first and foremost a simple and deep sadness for a member of our Occupy community who has endured a painful and demeaning physical and sexual assault. McMillan's supporters came out for the sentencing.
My name's Thaddeus, and I was in Zuccotti Park on March 17th. I saw Cecily arrested violently, and I'm here to support her. She's a friend of mine, and I think solidarity is very important. Court support is very important. Jail support is very important. So that's why I'm here.
Activists packed the courtroom. In sentencing McMillan, the federal judge said a civil society must not allow an assault to be committed under the guise of civil disobedience. McMillan, who insisted she was innocent, faced as much as 7 years in prison. She apologized for injuring the NYPD officer, but said it was an accident. She said, "I cannot confess to a crime I did not commit in hopes that you will return to me my freedom." Meanwhile, the McMillan Support Committee vowed to appeal the sentencing. They will ask Governor Cuomo to issue a pardon. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.